this is Larry Goins. Welcome to the Bob Weekly Q&A calls for Inner Circle. How is everyone doing?
I'm doing great.
Doing well.
Awesome. Awesome. Good. Well, who knows? It may be a long call, maybe a short call. I know there's a lot of people traveling for the holidays. It's our last call of the year, 2016. And I believe 2017 is going to be a great year. So I won't keep anybody any longer. If you'd like, whoever would like, just go ahead and jump in with the first question.
This is Zico from Chambers, Big PA.
How are you?
Fine and you?
Great.
I just looked at a few properties, and I was finding, like, some properties that were really cheap, but they were in, like, they pay, like, $300-something a month for homeowners association. So I just wanted to ask you, like, have you ever dealt with those kind of, like, properties, like, buying around areas where they have, like, a homeowners association and that kind of stuff?
$300 for homes.
There are properties that are going at $10,000, but probably their value it's around $50,000-$60,000. But they are in an area that probably you need to be approved. One, two, probably they would want others are specifying that they want an owner occupant and all that kind of stuff. So I just wanted to throw it to you, like, okay, have you ever met those kind of scenarios?
Yeah, something like that. I'm not a big fan of something like that. You know, it can be harder to sell. It limits the amount of buyers that you can find. And, you know, the more restrictions on something like that, the tougher it can be.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Good, good. Well, I hope that helped.
Yep.
Great. Who else has a question? Well, it might be a short night tonight. Anybody have a question?
Well, Larry, this is Doug. I just joined your group, and we're going to plan on coming out to your office in February. So we're looking forward to that. And right now I've just been going through the different programs and just trying to, I guess, just get some traction and idea of, you know, what I should be doing before I come out there. Didn't know if you had any suggestions or recommendations.
Well, good, Doug. Yeah, a couple of things. Which one of my courses do you have?
Filthy Riches, the HUD Homes, and the wholesaling one. The drawing a blank on the name now.
Ultimate Buying and Selling Machine.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I would just kind of refamiliarize yourself with those. And, you know, what is it you're looking to do? Are you looking to wholesale, or are you looking to do seller financing or lease options, or what is it you really want to do?
Well, ultimately, I think I'd like to do, as you were describing with the, you know, it's the whole seller financing and to get into that, and then initially, you know, probably raising some quick cash to start.
Okay, good, good, good. Yeah, I would just say, for the most part, just refamiliarize yourself with the different training programs, and that'll give you a good foundational base to start with. And then once you get out, we can kind of hit on exactly what it is you want to do and drill down, and we're going to show you what we do and how we do it. And then we'll be able to sit down with you one-on-one and create a game plan just for you.
Sounds great.
Awesome, awesome. Congratulations and welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it as well.
Awesome. Thanks a lot for being on today. Sorry it's kind of a quiet night, but there we usually have it's really crowded, but I'm sure there's a lot of people traveling and still have family in town and stuff like that.
Absolutely. That's my only question, so I'm not sure, you know, if anyone else has other things to say, and if not, can let you get off to your enjoying your time as well.
I hear you. I hear you, but man, I'm good to go. I'll be on as long as anybody needs me. I've been on here as short as, you know, 15 or 20 minutes and as long as 2 or 3 hours before. Yeah. Well, good. I hope
yeah,
you had a good
Yeah, I'll probably step up for next year.
Exactly. Great. Anybody else have a question you'd like to throw out?
Yeah, but I think I can just make a comment. Like for me,
sure,
joining your program has been an eye opener, especially like to the different properties that are out there and the different possibilities. Because if you say you can make an offer of like $5,000 on a property, it's like crazy. Because I got one property from Apollo near Pittsburgh. For 7,000, it's a Victorian. I think it was listed at 18. So I made an offer. I think I was just talking to the lady from your script and all that, and then like she was showing that she's really looking for an offer. So I asked her like, hey, if I make like 7.5, would you accept it? She said, well, the bank would accept that. And so I thought like, oh yeah, let me go like 6.5, and then she took the offer. The bank came back with a 7.5. I looked at the property. I told them 5. They refused. They're saying at least 7. And so I settled on a 7. But I mean, like, there's some knowledge, there's some wisdom that I've gotten from like your concept and all that. And I'm looking forward like for next year to put everything together into practice and see how it works.
Well, that's great. You know, you don't ever know if you don't ask. And it's a strictly a numbers game. The more you ask, the more chances you have of getting something, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, like, if somebody has done it, it gives you the confidence, because if you haven't done it, you have to pick up the phone and you look at something that's 30,000 and you're telling the guy, like, hey, can I get it for 7? Can I get it for 5? You feel in yourself, I mean, you won't have that confidence to ask that question. But if you are guided by somebody who's been there before, that, oh, no, I've done that, it works, it gives you sort of like a courage, like, if he has done it, I can also do it.
Right, right. You're exactly right.
Yeah. So thanks very much for opening the eyes and setting a course for me.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your confidence in us. I think next year is going to be a great year.
Yeah.
That's good. Good. Anybody else have a question? Going to be a short night. Anybody have a question or comment or anything about anything you're working on? Anything you need any help with or anything? Wow. All right, guys, just know that you can always reach out to me anytime you need my help in between these calls. You can reach me, Larry, at LarryGoins.com, or my direct line is 803-831-2857. I hope everybody had a Merry Christmas and looking forward to a great 2017 as well. So with that, since nobody's had any questions, so going once and twice.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Good
Happy
night.
New Year to you. Good night, everybody. Have a great night. There'll be more people on next week, and I guess so many people have holidays and traveling and family. But
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah. So just know you guys can reach out to me anytime in between these calls. And if not, I'll see you on the next one. Thanks a lot for your business. I appreciate it. Hope everybody has a great night.
Good night.
Bye-bye, everybody.